We continue now with our series, Voices Along the Herring River. The Herring River restoration is a proposed $40 to $50 million project in Wellfleet. The idea is to remove a dike originally built in 1909, allowing seawater to flow up the river estuary, restoring the saltwater marsh. It would affect more than 1,000 acres and 6 miles of waterways and requires the construction of 2 secondary dikes. Today we hear from Mike Parlante. He's an oysterman. He believes much can be done to improve the area using just simple tools, shovels and rakes, and a respectful attention. As a young man, he became involved in efforts to keep the existing river clear of debris to allow herring to continue making their annual journey upstream. We start driving toward the dike.
We're going up to the head of the Herring River, Herring Pond, where the Herring River starts. Well, this is Herring Pond right here. And this is their first step where they come in. And there's another little brook called Patience Brook. They go through Patience Brook, and then they go into Higgins Pond. And after Higgins Pond, they go into Gold Pond if they can. And now we'll take a walk over here, and I'll show you the herring one.
See all those ripples? That was just a bunch of herring just went through.
In fact, oh, there they are right there. Look at them all. There they come. Go ahead, guys.
So we actually clean off the banks in the fall, so none of the leaves fall in the creek, because when all the baby herring come back, that's the most important part. So all this leaf and debris has to be getting out of here, because If a branch falls in, it clogs out the river, and all those little ones can't go swimming down nice and easy. They sit up on top of the leaves, and they all of a sudden die. The Indians actually maintained this. Before the white man even got here, there was Indian campsites along this Herring River. At the beginning of where it goes uphill there, there's large Indian campsites in there. But here's another group of herring coming up. When we used to start cleaning this river, like I said, way back when, if we saw a couple herring coming up, we were lucky. And then all of a sudden, after like probably about 10 years of cleaning it, we started to see more herring. We actually seen some trout. We seen smelts coming up here. And it was like, wow, smelts. And we kind of revived the river by working and cleaning it out and helping it. Each herring goes into a pond, and they get imprinted on that pond. So when they go back to the ocean, they might go all over the place, but they always come back to the same pond they were born in, or the same water system. You see ducks up and down the creek. You see snapping turtles coming in here. You see actually white perch going back and forth up in the river, too. You see smallmouth bass going back and forth up in the river. The river becomes alive. With all the debris gone out of the river and all the leaves out of the river, it's not depleting the oxygen that's in the river. It helps everything along the whole river, as far as it goes, to live. And it took a while, took us several years to finally get it down to where it was halfway clean, but now we got it into like pristine condition. It can go bad, and if nobody takes care of it in 3 years, it'll be just as bad again. And those guys won't have a chance to go up the river. Look, don't they look happy? See the smile on their face? There was a counter in here a few years ago. Yeah, he spent 4 years counting the herring going up the river. He was telling me about all the herring that he had come back year after year after year, because he used to put a little tag in them. And I was always impressed on how many herring came back year after year. Because, I mean, they go out to the sea and they got to put up with a tuna fish or a dragger or, a striped bass or some other crazy other. It's like a miracle that even any of them made it back. There's the osprey. And he'll dive down. Those are the herring coming through there. They're like, hey, do we have to go through? Ah.
You gotta think about the whole picture. You don't have to put a $50 million dike in to save the taxpayers a little bit of money somewhere. You know, it's your money, it's my money, it's everybody's money going into the project.
That was Mike Parlante, who's spent a lifetime returning to Wellfleet's Herring River, working with others to keep the river clear for herring to spawn. This piece was reported by Stephanie Geyer-Stevens. You can hear all the pieces in our series, Voices Along the Herring River, at our website, capeandislands.org. And tomorrow, Mindy Todd will host an hour-long discussion on The Point, looking at the proposed restoration of Wellfleet's Herring River.